It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. This week, the Human Rights Campaign. That's the nation's largest lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender civil rights organization, released its third annual report assessing LGBT equality in over 350 cities across the nation, including five in Iowa. It's called the 2014 Municipal Equality Index, and it's the only nationwide rating system of LGBT inclusion in municipal law and policy. Joining me now to talk a bit about it, Donna Redwing. She's executive director at One Iowa. That's a nonprofit organization working for LGBT equality in Iowa. Hello, Donna. How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm very well. Tell us, because people are not necessarily acquainted with this index. What does it measure? What are the criteria?
The index measures a lot of things that kind of pull together to create an environment for LGBT people. It includes non-discrimination laws, relationship recognition by a municipality, how the municipality acts as an employer. It looks at services, law enforcement, and then the municipality's relationship with the LGBT communities.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
lots of different things that they look at.
So let's go to the Iowa cities that were scored here. It's not that only five made it into this index, is it? It's that these five cities were measured?
These five cities were measured, and surprisingly, all of them measured higher than the national average.
Okay, and the average score for cities in Iowa is 80 out of 100 points, and you're saying that falls above the national average?
The national average is 59.
Okay.
So
even
our lowest score, which I think was Sioux City, came a couple of points ahead.
Okay, so the cities that were measured, Sioux City, you said, Iowa City, Des Moines, Davenport, and Cedar Rapids. Tell us about the scores.
The scores were amazing. Iowa City came in at 100. And we look at that and we know that, you know, it's in part because it is a college town, in part because the city has been very intentional about working with the LGBT communities. The city that came in next was Davenport, and that came in at 86. And again, they've worked really hard with the LGBT community. Des Moines came in at 85, only 1 point less than Davenport, and that's just an extraordinary number. And then when we looked at Cedar Rapids at 68 and then Sioux City at 61, they're more toward the national average.
But again, you said all of these scores score above the national average of 59.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So in the news, of course, marriage equality, same-sex marriage has been a big part of it. Is this figured into this index in any way?
Yeah, when we look at when we look at relationship recognition, certainly marriage equality fits into that. And because we have a state that was third in the nation to embrace same-gender marriage across the board, every municipality ranked high on relationship recognition.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about some of the measurements here, some of the data that is included that might not necessarily be something that would jump out in terms of LGBT civil rights.
Sure. I think most people think about employment, housing, public accommodation, and, you know, we did well across the board there because we have state law that protects us. But if we, you know, then go dig a little deeper, we look at how a municipality, how a city acts as an employer. You know, do they have non-discrimination and partnership benefits? What about family leave that is equivalent to opposite gender couples? All of those things that, you know, I think people just don't think about.
Mm-hmm.
We then look at municipal services. You know, is there a human rights commission? Is there an LGBT liaison to the city executive, to the mayor? And we didn't score very well there, except in Davenport, actually. And then we look at law enforcement. And I think that for us at One Iowa, we train law enforcement around LGBT cultural competencies. So we really looked at that. And we scored fairly well there in Des Moines.
I was interested to see that care of the elderly is also measured here. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, you know, LGBT people are not all 28 years old. There
right.
are young people, and we have elders. And so it's really important that our elders are protected and that we create welcoming and affirming places for them. And so, of course, our elders would be included in the survey.
The survey indicate anything about, because these were cities, but is there any sort of rural-urban divide between the cities and the country?
The municipality index does not tell us that, but we've been doing some surveys around the state of Iowa. We did an elder survey, and we also did a youth survey this year, and last year we did a poll around attitudes just across the board. And what we found was, in urban communities, we tend to do a little better. But when we talk to, let's say, an elderly gay man in a farming community in Iowa, you know, what that person's life is like is very different than someone in Des Moines. Or we talk to a kid who's growing up in a very rural community where he or she may not know any other LGBT people, where there may not be any services for them. We find that the environment is much less supportive and sometimes rather frightening.
Mm-hmm. Based on this index and what you know otherwise at One Iowa, what are the main areas that Iowa can be doing better?
Well, first of all, we should say Iowa's doing pretty well.
We've established that, haven't we? Yes.
But I think when we look at these things, there are some really easy fixes. An LGBT liaison to the mayor. An easy fix. It could be a volunteer, as long as it was, you know, someone who really understood the community and could really work with that executive. That's an easy fix. I think some of the harder fixes are when we look at, for example, transgender inclusive health care. Those kinds of benefits that might cover not only hormonal therapies but actual surgeries. You know, we are talking about money. But when we talk about healthcare, we're talking about money anyway. So that would be something that we'd really want to look at. And then I think, and I'm not sure how they measured it, but they looked at the city's leadership in terms of public position around LGBT people. And I think that's an easy fix. Let's have our executives, let's have our city councilors talk about the LGBT community. Whatever they're talking about, human rights or justice or equality. And so some easy fixes, some a little harder, but none that couldn't be done in the next year.
Mm-hmm. Donna, I don't know how much you've had a look at how other scores around the country have mapped, have been done on this index here. But if you have, can you say anything about how Iowa, how the country perhaps breaks down into regions on this index? Can you, if you would plot it out on a national map, would you
sure.
see
and
any
I don't
patterns?
Have it in front of me, but my first glance at the map tells us that in those large urban coastal cities, and we're talking Boston, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, we see a pretty high equality index. When we come to, you know, what might be called the flyover states, when we look at the Midwest, the heartland, we see some lowering in scores. When we look at the South and the far South and the Southwest, the scores are low also.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you could look at a marriage equality map, right? And
mm-hmm.
you're going to see the same kind of breakdown. But Iowa, I mean, Iowa really just rises above most of the nation.
So you mentioned, Donna, that Iowa was third in the nation, third state in the nation in recognizing same-sex marriages. Is there anything else about Iowa that sets us apart when it comes to LGBT civil rights?
I think Iowa is a unique place. I've lived all over the country, and this is what I find in Iowa, and this is what I know. Iowa has a long history of human and civil rights. We've been the first or one of the first on so many civil rights issues. There's a sense of fairness and decency that is so much a part of who Iowans are. And so, you know, we change the laws our Supreme Court rules, and that's all extraordinary. But it really is how the culture is changing, how hearts and minds are changing. And what we see here in Iowa is a real movement forward.
When we talk again about how this will be used, I mean, a lot of communities here in Iowa and other particularly rural places need a workforce. So do you imagine that this sort of index is looked at when people are looking for, well, there's a job opportunity in Iowa. Do I move from this part of the country to Iowa as a gay or lesbian person, right?
We know that that happens. We get calls from people. For some reason, a lot of people from Texas move up here, but we get calls from all over the country, people looking at jobs. Here in Iowa, we have some multinational companies. We have some very large national companies, corporations where people really want to work. And we get calls from LGBT people asking about just what you're talking about. What's it like? Is it a safe and welcoming place? Can I raise my family here? Is this a place where I can grow old and be safe? And so those issues, not only around safety, but around whether or not this is a place that would welcome them, we get those calls all the time. And then we meet those people. You know, they come, they take the job, and then they stop by and say hello. Mm-hmm. So certainly a municipality index like this is extraordinarily helpful.
Okay.
For the five cities that have been measured.
Donna Redwing, we want to thank you for this conversation. Executive Director at One Iowa, talking about the third annual report assessing LGBT equality in over 350 cities across the nation, including five in Iowa. It's called the 2014 Municipality Equality Index. And Donna Redwing, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.